The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, since the introduction of Project Maths in 2012, the proportion of females getting a H1 has declined significantly, with roughly two-thirds of H1s going to males and just one-third to females. New research from the Tuition Centre and the Society of Actuaries in Ireland has found out why girls are underperforming at Leaving Cert higher level maths compared to the boys. And joining me now in studio is Eoin O'Leary, Head of Maths at the Tuition Centre, who's going to explain everything. Eoin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks very much.
Now, it's very interesting to look at this because there is a blip in your thesis. You know, Project Maths comes in, H1s go down for girls, except in one particular period. What happened?
Yeah, it's a very interesting blip. In the year 2020, when, as we know, as you just spoke about with Leo, the schools were closed from March and there was no Leaving Cert exam. So the teachers, we had to predict the grades that the students would have got in the Leaving Cert if they'd sat it. And the predicted grades during that year, there was actually no gender gap. It was practically 50-50, the amount of H1s that went to girls.
So, I mean, the cynic would say that the teachers looked on the girls with a jaundiced eye and boosted them, but that's not your theory.
No, it's interesting because a lot of people think that actually there's a bias in favour of the boys in the minds of the teachers and society. But that's not what actually occurred from the data, because as teachers, how we had to predict their grade that they would get was based on what their results from fifth year and the start to sixth year. And at that time, during the cycle, you're practicing the skills, all the skills of algebra and calculus and statistics and all that. And during that time, basically, the girls performed just as well as the boys. And the predictions came from that.
So it's in sixth year when you're preparing for the exams, which now, of course, are designed around Project Maths, things change. Now, what is it about Project Maths that disadvantages the girls?
So this is what the research found, that 50% of all the marks in the Leaving Cert exam now go for problem solving, what we call context and application, so the application of the skills. So you only really get a chance to practice that in the last number of months running up to the exam, because there's so many skills to learn before you can apply them. So that wasn't tested back in 2020, but from the research we did here, where 500 students took a mock exam developed by the Tuition Centre, when we analysed it, the big difference was in section B, and basically the boys outperformed girls strongly in that section, and that meant that even from our mock exam as well, the ratio was 2-1 boys to girls.
Now, you have a theory as to why the boys did outperform the girls.
So we looked at
it's all, not that women are problem solving every day.
Absolutely. So there is no reason for it biologically. In other countries, in Finland, which we often hold up as a great example of an education system, recently, the girls outperformed boys in a similar kind of exam, in the PISA testing, which is internationally recognised. So it's not that there's any biological factors. But what it is, when we really researched it, it's access to applied maths. And again, Section B is the application of maths. And basically, there's around 2,000 students each year do applied maths. There's around 2,000 H1s on average over the last decade in higher level maths. But where the gender gap is in the access to applied maths.
So if the girls had done applied maths as well as doing regular maths, they would perform just as well as the boys?
Absolutely. There's no reason to suspect they wouldn't. And again, the gender gap in applied maths is 2-1 again.
Now, so in applied maths, it's a long time since I did applied maths on the Leaving Cert, as you can imagine. But applied maths is about problem solving.
It's exactly about problem solving. It's about the application of maths. And so where the real benefit of doing applied maths is to mathematics is in that section B, in that context and application, which again, you practice, and it's 50% of all the marks for the Leaving Cert exam.
Now, this obviously has implications for the kind of courses that the girls will ultimately follow in college.
That's it. And why the Society of Actuaries picked this up, why they were one of the first people to really focus on it, is because the percentage of females entering the profession mirrors the A1 rate, the H1 rate. And why is that? So they spotted this, but it does a little lag because, of course, the students have to go through college before they enter the profession.
But if they're not going to college to prepare themselves for the actuarial career, they'll never be actuaries.
That's exactly it. And so they were the ones who spotted that the ratio went from 50-50 of students entering the profession, if you went back to, say, 2010 or 1999, when I would have done the Leaving Cert, it would have been at that level. So it fell then, and it mirrors the rate. And it makes total sense for two reasons. One, if a student doesn't get a H1, well, then they don't have the points maybe to get into these high points courses. But number two, and this is perhaps more important, if a female student or any student doesn't feel that they're going to get a H1, they don't feel that they're very good at maths, you know, that they're a top performer, well, then they don't apply for it.
And their selection of courses, their number one choice might be something else entirely, and their number two, and maybe, optimistically, maybe I might get number three, but that's way down the list.
That's exactly what happens. And that's what we've seen when you track it through, that's what's happening.
So you might say, well, the simple thing is to make sure that girls have access to applied maths.
That would be the simple solution, but as we know, often what sounds simple is complex. And the historical nature of education in Ireland, you know, there can be a lot of small schools, you know, in a rural town, you might have a situation where you have the boys' school and the girls' school. And what often happens is you have, in the boys' school, the teacher is offering applied maths, and in the girls' school, there's no teacher over there. It's who is offering it. It's not.
A teacher who's capable of teaching a higher level mathematics and a project maths, which, you know, is applied mathematics, really, that teacher should be capable of offering an applied maths module, but perhaps they don't have the time in the schedule.
Yeah. Well, this is it. What's happening out there now is there's a lot of principals, a lot of school leaders who are interested in bringing an applied maths onto their school offering. And there are a lot of teachers who are interested in teaching it, because there are a lot of teachers coming from that background, maths engineering, maths science, maths applied maths. But if people were fully aware of the benefit of doing this for your maths, I think it might tip the balance and more principals might offer it and then more students might take it. So if we can get that message out there to everybody.
What is your own view of project maths? Is it the right way to go? I mean, I came through pure mathematics and I also did applied maths, but I like the idea that you learn pure mathematics to leave cert rather than, you know, a ship is sailing due north at 44 knots. What's the captain's name?
Well, I was fortunate enough to be there maybe when we did the older syllabus as well. However, I do really like the problem solving as well. And the Society of Actuaries, you know, some of the members mentioned lately as well, that of course they want people to be capable of doing problem solving. And of course, problem solving is important. So if we could sort out the gender balance in terms of access to applied maths, and then in terms of the Leaving Cert grades, I think that would be the best of both worlds.
Mel says, I note your guest mentions Finland do not use project maths. We should never have changed the syllabus. That's according to Mel. Another one asks, is there any research into or concern about why boys fare worse than girls in all other subjects? Because boys matter too.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people do feel, look, this is an area where the boys perform better. So why not just leave it at that? And in the round, it is a way of balancing up, because girls do perform better in almost all other subjects. So there is an argument there. However, if you think of the female student, or it could be a male student who's in a place where there's no access to applied maths, who really could be good enough to do one of these high-level STEM course, an actuary course, something like that, if they're basically blocked out because they don't have the same access as other people, there is an inequity.
That's not fair.
Yeah.
Owen O'Leary, Head of Maths at the Tuition Centre. Owen, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.